In St. Louis, Missouri, the school year starts next Monday, and some parents and teachers are calling for a boycott. Earlier this summer, the school board voted to close 16 schools, 12 of them in North St. Louis, which is largely black. 1,400 school personnel are being laid off. The move is designed to save the district $15 million and help close a $90 million deficit. Joining us now is Kevin Lavery with member station KWMU in St. Louis. And Kevin, describe, if you could, the criteria for the schools that are to be closed.
Melissa, the interim management team that was hired a few months back to run the school district decided to close 16 schools primarily based on low occupancy rates and high building maintenance costs. However, some parents in the area, the district, feel that just shuffling students to different buildings may in fact lead to more overcrowding.
The interim management team that you mentioned is a consulting firm out of New York City. They've been hired to run the district for 1 year, got a $5 million contract to do that. I understand they've come in for some very tough criticism from the community. What's the nature of that debate?
Well, I believe parents are pretty upset, of course, because they feel that the quality of their children's education will be in jeopardy, given that this team has never, in fact, run a public school district in the past. They have been consultants to larger corporations throughout the country. They're also very upset about, of course, the downsizing of hundreds and hundreds of personnel, 1,400. Many of these jobs will be outsourced to private companies, primarily in food service and custodial positions. They're also very bothered by the idea of reduced bus routes. That's been a real source of contention with parents who feel that having their children walk through certain neighborhoods at certain times of the day, up to a mile in some cases, depending on the age of the students, is very unsafe, and they're pretty vocal about it.
The consulting firm that's running the district for the year made the argument that consolidation will strengthen the classrooms ultimately. They say that school enrollment in St. Louis has dropped 65% since 1967, and at the same time, the number of schools has only decreased 35%. That seems to be a persuasive argument.
That's true, and if you look at the numbers, since 1967, in those days the school district had about 115,000 students. Now it's just not even 41,000 students. So obviously the management team, Alvarez and Marsal, is looking at this from a cost-cutting point of view, a streamlining point of view. But again, if you look at the response from parents and many people in the community, they feel that ultimately that leads to a destabilization of their neighborhoods when their bedrock core, their anchor, their schools are being closed down.
It sounds like the subtext for a lot of this anger is that the vast majority of these schools, 12 of the 16, are in a largely black community.
Yes, many people in that neighborhood, that community, feel that they have been disproportionately targeted. They see this as just detrimental to the quality of their children's education. And as you said, 12 of these 16 schools in their community won't be there anymore.
And next Monday, Kevin, when school starts there in St. Louis, is there, do you think, a real push for a boycott?
There seems to be a very vocal segment of the community, dozens and dozens of people that have come to most of the, if not all, the school board meetings, a group simply calling themselves the community. It's largely African American, largely on the city's north side. Indeed, have said that if the school district and the board does not meet a certain list of demands that they have presented to them in terms of reinstating employees and correcting some of these proposed bus routes, that they will keep their children home on the first day of school when that begins on September 8th.
Oh, Kevin Lavery with member station KWMU in St. Louis. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Melissa.